Hello everyone, I am Dr. C.J. Verghese, welcoming all of you to the Global GNM Health Tips Day 223. In connection with the 87th birth anniversary of Dr. Rikke J. Dhamer, which we, the Global GNM, celebrated as the first ever World GNM Day, I made a presentation with the title Revolution Called GNM. It is available in our Global GNM YouTube channel. GNM for me is nothing but a revolution. I believe the world will accept it sooner. Every topic we discuss in our Global GNM Health Tips gives you revolutionary knowledge about the medical conditions that were familiar to us but in an entirely different manner. We are going to discuss today few more medical conditions happening during the healing phase of bones and joints programs. The first condition that we are going to learn today is meningitis. The myth that it is caused by viruses, bacteria or fungi is cracked by Dr. Hammer when we study meningitis under the chapter of bones and joints. The so-called meningitis can be the result of two types of natural processes of healing. One, when a brain edema during the PCLA phase of any program of a cortex-controlled organ presses onto the inner meninges, causing the edema to rub on the meninges leading to inflammation. Two, when the edema that develops in the skull bones presses onto the outer meninges. The second type of meningitis we are discussing here under the program of the skull bones, where the biological conflict is an intellectual self-devaluation conflict. The conditions like severe headaches are associated with meningitis because with the water retention of the syndrome due to abandonment conflict or existence conflict, the swelling can become very large. Suppose the edema that happens during the PCLA healing phase of the skull bone program is not going inside, there will not develop any meningitis symptoms, but there can have edema on the outer surface of the skull. Another revolutionary knowledge GNM gives while learning the bone program is rickets. Conventional medicine teaches it as caused due to poor absorption of calcium as a result of the deficiency of vitamin D. With a severe intellectual self-devaluation or feeling that this is not fair, the skull bones may be affected. A generalized self-devaluation conflict can affect other bones like arms, legs, spine, or even the entire skeletal system. Another medical condition that is to be discussed here is trigeminal neuralgia. In conventional medicine, this condition is explained as caused by pressure on the trigeminal nerve, but the real cause of this pressure is not given. GNM says that trigeminal neuralgia occurs during the healing phase of the program of the facial bones, where the biological conflict is a self-devaluation conflict associated with the face, meaning concerned with one's look or reputation. Remember here, trigeminal neuralgia can also occur during the program of periosteum of the facial bones or the skin of the face. We shall discuss few more topics today which are also often misinterpreted by the conventional medicine due to the lack of awareness of a psychic cause of diseases. One such condition is heel spur. It is a small bony growth that develops on the underside or backside of the heel. The biological conflict linked to the heel is not being able to kick someone away or not being able to crush a person or a situation. Heel spurs develop after the resolution of the conflict or during healing phase. With a prolonged conflict or hanging conflict, the pain of the heel can continue. If not, the pain will subside with the resolution of the conflict. Almost similar condition can occur due to a self-devaluation conflict of same nature to cause an affection of the joint at the base of the big toe called a bunion or a hallux valgus. Plantar fasciitis is yet another condition that can cause pain in the underside of the feet or even in the heel. Here, the plantar fascia is the tissue affected. The biological conflict is the same, self-devaluation conflict. The ligaments that connect the heel with the toes also can be involved with the same program. Plantar fasciitis is the name loosely used to indicate the inflammation occurring in both these tissues. Healing of long bones, for example, those of arms or legs, can leave peripheral edema due to their fluid accumulation during healing. Here we stop for today to continue tomorrow with the rest of the conditions that occur during the healing phase of bones and joints. I am Dr. C.J. Varghese from Kerala, India.